Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back, Richard. Today we're going to kind of do a little spoiler for our big interview that will be posted on Saturday with Brian Keene. This was a blog post that was on our blog, psychreg.org, that basically talks about his book, The Fitness Mindset.
Right.
And so this is it's called How to Kickstart a Good Habit. That's the name of the blog post, and it's just written by Den at PsychReg.
Right. When will our interview with Brian appear? It'll be available
this coming Saturday.
Saturday, right?
Saturday will be the 19th.
I wanted somebody to watch it, and I said, but I don't think you're going to be able to access it until Saturday.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it'll be posted on Saturday the 19th.
Right.
Very excited about it because Brian was a fantastic interview.
Right.
He's experienced for a young guy. He's experienced a lot of things, and he's really seems to know how to pull, you know, physical fitness and mental fitness all together. But today we're going to specifically talk about one aspect that kind of goes along with the confidence and positivity, positive self-esteem stuff that we've been talking about this week. And that is the idea of routine, the routine cue reward system.
Right.
And he refers to that, and he kind of pulled that from, is it Charles Duhigg?
I think it's Duhigg.
Mm-hmm. His book on his book about habits, creating good habits.
Creating new habits.
And this is a really cool system. This routine cue reward system is really cool. And so, you know, he in the podcast interview that you'll hear on Saturday, he talks about. He talked about himself, but basically what this idea is, or this system says, is that we follow our routines. If you have a routine, for good or bad, you follow that routine.
As a species, we love habits.
Mm-hmm.
We get into routines, we get into habits, and we tend to do the same thing. Most of us do the same thing day after day after day.
Right.
If you're a student, if you're working, you know, anybody who's on a regular schedule, you tend to have the same pattern.
Right.
Eat at the same time, go to bed at the same time, put your keys in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
We love routines. We love habits.
Right.
It's very difficult to break what we find comfortable.
Right.
Okay. And that's what this article is about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So even if it's a bad habit, it's a
routine. Hard to break.
It's a habit, and that's why, and it's hard to break. Right.
Right.
So what we look for here is at some point in this system, the routine cue reward system, when you're wanting to change a habit, you have to figure out which of these three is where you're going to approach the change.
That's right. The important thing here is that it's not that you do all three.
Right.
It's that you look at your negative habits and say, okay, how do I change this? Do I change the routine? Do I change the cue?
Right.
Do I change the reward?
Right.
And that's what, there's another piece we'll add to this later. But
So when we're talking about the routine, what we mean is if your routine is to come home from work, you know, change into something more comfortable and then sit in your recliner, and you want to change that habit, then you need to figure out a way to interrupt that routine.
Right.
So that may be not going straight home after work. That may, you know, it could be an example that we've given before. Let's just say that you want to create the new habit of going to the gym after work to exercise, and so you could interrupt that bad routine of just going home and sitting in the recliner by just changing the routine. So instead of going straight home after work, you could go straight to the gym after work. Okay, so that is an approach that addresses the routine piece.
Right. Or if you're a morning person and you get up, and my cousin did this. He told us about this. He said he used to get up and he would get up and read the paper and have coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would go to work. And he then changed that to he would get up, have a cup of coffee, go to the gym, and then go to work.
Right.
And that's how he got back into shape. So he changed that morning routine.
Right.
Because he could do that in the morning. He was a morning person. So he changed his morning routine.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, to address it from the Q perspective, let's say that the routine is you still have to go home.
Right.
So when you get home, the Q then, to approach it from the Q perspective, is you have your gym bag already loaded and sitting by the door, or sitting sort of that interrupts your typical system, and it's there to remind you to serve as a cue that hey, remember you're supposed to go to the gym today, or you know you can have a note somewhere. We do that all the time with little sticky notes or charts that say, hey, don't forget to do this. These are cues to remind you that this is what needs to happen.
That's right, because plenty of us go home and the first thing you do is reach for a drink of something. And if it's alcohol, it's compounded a little bit. But we see many people who come home and they start to drink. And some drink a little, some drink a lot. But you get into the habit of coming home, changing, having a beer. It's very difficult to say just to say to somebody, you know, you have to stop doing that. You know, you have to. Habits are harder to break than telling somebody just to break the habit.
Right.
So this gives you a specific thing you can do to change the cueing response. So for some people, it might be change the routine. For other people, it would be change the cue.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the cue. So for example, with that example.
Right. I'm following you.
Okay. You put a note on the beer can that says, not yet, or go run first, or go exercise first, or after dinner, or something like that.
That's a cue
that says, not right now.
That's right.
You go to reach for it when you're following that typical routine. It's a cue that interrupts that routine.
That's right. And so you put a note on the refrigerator, or you put a whole sign, or you paint the front of the refrigerator, do something. Of why you want to make this change.
Right.
You have to want to make the change, first of all. Why do you want to make it? And so you put that on the refrigerator and say, hey, remember it's 150 calories.
Right.
Okay, so let's go running, or put your note and your picture of the running shoes under your refrigerator. So you have a different cue to follow.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then the third way, so we have routine, changing the routine, changing the cue, or creating a cue. And the last one is reward.
Right.
And so this is maybe the obvious starting out, especially with extrinsic motivation, of identifying a reward that will serve the purpose of helping you change the habit. So if you want to, sticking with the beer, I don't know how.
Well, a lot of people do that. A lot of people go home and they have a drink. It's a sort of a tradition. You know, you go home and have a cocktail.
Yeah. So you say, okay, I can have my beer, but not until after. It's a reward. I'm not allowed to have that until after I'm I go to the gym or after I do X.
Right.
And so that way it's serving, you have something that's serving as a reward, as an extrinsic motivator to accomplish whatever this new habit is that you're trying to develop.
Right. This comes from sort of standard behavioral psychology.
Sure.
Where instead of saying routine, we say antecedents.
Right.
You know, the antecedent circumstance. Yeah. So you change the conditions. Okay. Mm-hmm. Or you might give your child a reward if you're trying to change your child's behavior.
Right.
You could either change the circumstances, or you could give a reward for them doing it.
Right.
So it's based on pretty well-researched psychological theory, behavioral theory.
Right, right, absolutely. So,
just different names.
So routine, cue, reward. If you have a habit that you want to change, figure out for you where the best interruption would be.
That's the
best place to attack. Is it to change the routine? Is your habit one that you can, you know, just sort of identify a shift in that routine to create the new habit? Do you need to develop cues so that you're reminded that this is something else, that there's something else that you need to do? Or do you need to, are you the type of person that needs a reward? Do you right. have to identify something that you're going to reward yourself with mm-hmm. as a means of motivating you to make the changes in your habits?
Right. There are many people we see who are struggling with weight
right.
control. And they'll come in and say to us, well, I don't have any trouble at breakfast. I don't have any trouble at work.
Mm-hmm.
It's when I get home
right.
that I do most of my eating,
right.
which is the worst time
right.
to do your eating
mm-hmm.
because you're close to bed. And so if that's the problem, and I think it comes from Brian, when we talked to Brian about his was chocolate that
right.
he would come home, and
mm-hmm.
he said every day, and I was surprised that he said that, every day he would come home and get Hershey's chocolate and
mm-hmm.
sit and watch TV. That was his routine.
Right.
And he knew it was bad for him.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that the sugar was bad for him, that watching the TV
right.
didn't get him anything. And so he had the motivation
right.
to change. But he had to set up a system because
right.
he couldn't just talk himself out of it.
Right.
So if you're struggling with that nighttime eating, decide where you want to change things.
Right.
Do you want to set up a different situation
mm-hmm.
or a different cue or a reward? What's
right.
going to work for you?
Right.
And for some people, it's going to be, I have to change my whole routine.
Right.
Okay. I have to change something about my routine, so I break that. Or I have to have different cues,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
or I have to have a reward system, you know,
right.
that if I lose weight, I reward myself in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to decide. And don't be afraid to ask for help.
Right.
You know, check with other people and say, hey, here's my plan. Do you think it's going to work?
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting that, because I didn't think about it until now, what I did, mm-hmm. the way that I was able to do it was I changed my routine
right.
for the nighttime eating thing, because
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason, I don't know what it is psychologically, but you know, once I brush my teeth for the night,
right.
I'm done eating. I'm
right.
not going to eat anything else.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. And so what I did was I just started brushing my teeth earlier.
Do it earlier.
And so
right.
that way I already brushed my teeth. And so mm-hmm. that's sort of just a trigger in my brain that says,
right.
okay, we're not going to eat anything
mm-hmm.
else tonight. And sure enough, you know, changing that routine.
Right.
That's
really
reduced
true.
Evening mm-hmm. eating.
And another thing is, many times when you're hungry, you're really thirsty.
Right.
If you didn't have a water supply, you got your water through food.
Right.
Okay? So try that. That'd be another way to
right.
change the
try
routine
water.
Or change the cue, is to drink something rather than eat something.
Right.
Okay. Or
right.
drink water. So yeah, you have to decide what's going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know yourself well enough.
Yeah.
You want to make the change. Now you have to figure
yeah.
out what piece do you want to change?
Right.
What will work for you to get to where you want to be?
And this ties to confidence, because when you are able to make these positive changes,
mm-hmm.
your confidence increases.
That's
your
right.
self-esteem increases, because then you feel as though you're in more control of your body, of your life, of everything that's going on around you.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we feel like we have control in that way,
right.
Then that increases our confidence and makes us feel better.
But start small.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Don't be
it.
Too ambitious.
Yeah.
You know, eating an elephant is one bite at a time. You know, take these little. I always advise parents. I said, don't be too ambitious.
Right.
When you want to change your, get something easy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
that you know you can succeed,
right.
and it's not going to take too much out of you. And then you start to build your confidence that you can change other things.
Right.
You're not going to have to change everything. Once you start moving in the right
mm-hmm.
direction, a lot of other things are just going to fall into place.
It just happens.
So don't feel like you have to do everything at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Start small. Get a little victory. Get a few victories under your belt.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's it. So, just as a reminder,
yes.
if you're listening to this on the night that it comes out, tomorrow night.
Yes.
So that'll be Thursday.
Yeah. Right.
Thursday, August 17th, we will be doing a live YouTube event.
That's right.
For the movie Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Perks of Being a Wallflower.
It's a great
mm-hmm.
movie. So join us on YouTube that night. We'll be posting throughout the course of this week. We've been posting reminders through Twitter
right.
so that you can, you know, follow the link and set reminders so that you can join us on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday. So that's going to be Thursday, August 17th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. No, 6:30 p.m.
6:30 Eastern Time. Right?
6:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Right.
You can join us on YouTube for that.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
all right. That is it. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.